Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
As for the dorm rooms, I have some bad news and some good news. The bad news is the rooms are small and you'll probably be sharing space with at least three other students. The good news is that each room has its own bathroom. What's good about sharing a bathroom with three strangers? Good question. Okay, call it bad news and worse news. Hey, maybe try this for good news. Each dorm has a kitchen. If you want to make snacks or meals, you can do it there. You can buy food containers at any campus convenience store, so you can store your food in the kitchen. But a word of warning, you should definitely write your name on your food containers. Sad to say, there are food thieves among your fellow students. Speaking of thieves, a word about security. I mean, this is Australia, and we do get drunken bush rangers wandering onto campus. Each of you will be given a key for your dorm room. Don't lose it. You have to pay for any replacement and fill out a bunch of papers too. Red tape, huh? Your key does not work for the front door of your dorm, however. To the right of each door, there's a keypad with numbers. When you move in, they will tell you the code you use to enter the door. Please do not tell the code to people who do not live in the dorm. Let's see. Have I forgotten anything? Oh, yes. Most of you are not rich, correct? So when your clothes get dirty, you can't just throw them away and buy new ones. That means you have to learn to do laundry. Or, men, that means you have to hurry up and get married. If you decide to wash those clothes and not get married, there are laundries in each dorm. Where? Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. The laundry for each dorm is in the basement. Some real good news this time if you're a student, it is free. You do have to buy your own soap, however. The laundry closes, by the by, at 11:30. And now that I've mentioned 11:30, please remember, the dorm doors are locked at 11:30 p.m. Your code will not work. If you want to get in, you'll have to call the night watchman. Don't worry, you can get that number at the dorm office. Yes, the dorm office and the complaint office are the same office. All right then, before we continue, are there any questions?
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.